Welcome to Our PBC Life, a safe place for all to tune in and enjoy. We hope that today's sermon inspires and encourages you. You can stay connected with us on our social media at MyPBCLife or through our website at pbclife.ca. Be blessed and enjoy.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. It is so exciting to be a part of missions conferences. Missions is the heart of the master. And as you could sense from the fervor and the expectation and the joyfulness in this house today, we know what makes our Father smile is when we have given our all to say, God, use us for your glory. Whatever you've given us, use it for your glory. Because we can never, Lord God, watch you not bless us who bless others. What a mighty God we serve. So on this Mission Sunday, would you allow me to share a word to you? We have so much to give God thanks for. But today, here's the cry. Here's my appeal. Here's my question. If the Lord of the harvest calls to you, how would you respond? How would you respond? And if you're going to answer that question as I had to answer that question, then we must truly develop a passion to share. Your question to me is share what? Share everything and anything that God has given us. Share from all that God has distributed in our lives, because He will only grant more unto us, more than we could ever ask or dream. So every person needs to consciously pray to the Lord of the harvest. Online, that's the appeal to you today. Would you confess that we're in a modern day where people are living in these progressive worlds, and they're become so comfortable that the message and the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ has become second place. And because of that, we're seeing more anxieties and fears as people are just clamoring to gain more or to hoard or to hide more. But when we ask the Lord of the harvest what to do, He will show us how God, our provider, our Jehovah, will never leave us or forsake us. So I'm asking, Lord, even now, deliver every person online. Oh God, as they're hearing this message, deliver every person from anything that hinders them from seeing the call of God upon their life. Lord God, let them have, oh God, divine direction in knowing that you love us so much and you have so much in store for us to accomplish. So I ask you, Lord, help us to never sit where we are and do nothing. In Jesus' name, I want to appeal to you today. Never sit there. Never sit there where you are and do nothing. There's something that every person can do. And the Great Commission, which is the act of sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and helping those that are less fortunate, although it has become very complex and challenging, God is still requiring that we find ways to reach to the ends of the earth and that we reach the people of the ends of the earth. Today, every good, and I underline good, every good government recognizes that a large part of their country's budget, which is a citizen's tax dollars, must incorporate a missional focus, which is termed humanitarian aid. And any country who honors God's laws incorporates this into their nation's laws. When you don't see it, they do not honor God's laws. And ultimately, you will see the demise of those nations. But friends, everyone has a part to play in aiding the multiple countries, because we are our brother's keepers. As long as we call ourselves children of God, we have gifts in us. And we have gifts God will work through us to be a gift to the nations of the world. That is what makes this so exciting. I want to remind each person today, God does not honor selfishness. And spiritual emptiness comes from selfishness. Let me read a quick story to you. Genesis 4, verse 3 to 10. And it reminds us in this quick story that God honors good sacrifices, but dishonors selfishness. Here it is, Genesis chapter 4, verse 3 to 10. And I read from the New Living Translation. When it was time for the harvest, Cain presented some of his crops as a gift to the Lord. Abel also brought a gift, the best portions of his firstborn lambs from his flock. The Lord accepted Abel and his gift, but he did not accept Cain and his gift. This made Cain very angry, and he looked dejected. "Why are you so angry?" the Lord asked Cain. "Why do you look so dejected? You will be accepted if you do what is right. But if you refuse to do what is right, then watch out. Sin is crouching at your door, eager to control you, but you must subdue it and be its master." One day, Cain suggested to his brother, "Let's go into the fields." While they were in the field, Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him. Afterward, the Lord asked Cain, "Where is your brother? Where is Abel?" "I don't know," Cain responded. "Am I my brother's guardian?" But the Lord said, "What have you done? Listen, your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. Now you are cursed and banished from the ground, which has swallowed your brother's blood. No longer will the ground yield crops for you, no matter how hard you work. From now on, you will be a homeless wanderer on the earth." Friends, spiritual emptiness comes from selfishness, and selfishness leads to sinfulness. That's why we need to be careful that we're not only always concerned about ourselves, but we remember God will provide, and as He provides, and as we use His provision to bless others, He keeps on multiplying His provision to us. God provides, we give thanks, and God blesses even more. I'm hearing a lot of speakers these days talk about, a lot of preachers and speakers talking about the new scarcity mentality that has developed in our first world countries, where people, especially believers, are behaving as if they're going to die if they lack something. If they don't get that thing, that could be the end of them. And many are speaking faith but living fear. Hear me clearly. People today, many Christians are speaking faith but living out fear. Their faith is no longer in Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides, but instead, their faith is now solely placed in what they have acquired. Therefore, they clamor to hold on to it tightly, as if helping others will diminish them or their status or their resources. Friends, whenever you help others, God lifts you up even higher. And no longer do people, especially Christians, believe in the principle of giving as unto the Lord and trusting the Lord that they will receive abundantly from the Lord. No, many people are living as if I'm giving it to a person and I got to check it in and I've got to keep a lot back for myself. But I want to remind us today, the greatest, most intense poverty that must be eradicated is spiritual poverty. And when we are a people that are only concerned about ourselves, spiritual poverty will overtake us. Matthew 25, verse 35 to 40 says, "For I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me a drink. I was a stranger and you invited me into your home. I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick and you cared for me. I was in prison and you visited me." Then these righteous ones will reply, "Lord, when did we ever see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink, or a stranger and show you hospitality, or naked and give you clothing? When did we ever see you sick or in prison and visit you?" And the king will say, I tell you the truth, when you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you were doing it to me. To every person today, remember, truth is found in no other name but in the name of Jesus Christ. And his truth is manifested to us so that we will manifest his truth to others. If the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ, if it is real in us, then we must be willing to minister anywhere and everywhere God sends us, and to anyone whom God sends us. John chapter 13, verse 34 to 35 says, a new commandment I give you, love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. It's repeated. So you must love one another. By this will everyone know that you are my disciples if you love one another. We've got to develop a passion to share. Love helps us to be giving, kind, gracious people. Love eradicates selfishness and self-servingness. And if we have got the goods that God has given us, then we need faith and passion to share it at all times and through all means. We're hearing of disasters around our world. And many times as we hear it, some people clamor even more. Oh, what if it happened? I better make sure I take more for myself. This is absolutely the reverse of the kingdom of God. In John chapter 6, verse 9 to 12, the Bible tells us a simple story about a boy who shared his lunch. What happened there? There was nothing out there for the people to eat. He didn't clamor and hide. The story says, when they went looking for something, he was the only one with some means, with some meal. And he could have said, oh, this is a good time to hide and bury. But instead, this little boy gave it up. It says there's a boy, 5 loaves and 2 fish. And they even had to ask, what good is this going to be? Tell everyone, Jesus said, sit down. And he took the 5 loaves, gave thanks, distributed to the people, and 5,000 were fed. And then there was leftovers. The young boy went home having eaten, fed everyone, leftovers. And how many centuries later we're able to tell the story of what God did through one person who stepped forward and said, this is all that's left, this is all I've got. We don't know how it's going to multiply, but I'm willing to give it all up. Friends, we've got to believe the story of the Bible is still good for us today. And so, as we read what God is saying to us, he's not asking us to be the ones to multiply the loaves and the fishes or multiply it. He's saying, give what you've got and watch how the miracle of God goes to work and God does the multiplication. So I say this to you today. We can't just sit where we are and ignore the nations and the cities that are spiritually lifeless. We need a passion to share God's love, to take God's good news beyond our comfort zone, to invest in the work of the kingdom by spreading the gospel to the ends of the earth. You may not want to go to the ends of the earth, but at least be willing to send someone fully there because God uses us all in different capacities. But we need a passion to live our lives with a sacrificial attitude, not a Cain spirit, but an Abel spirit. God dishonored Cain's offering because it was not a sacrifice unto the Lord. God honored Abel's sacrifice, and God then gave him abundantly more. What did he take away from Cain? When Cain killed his brother, he said, not even the ground will produce for you because your selfishness led to your sinfulness, which will keep you in a cycle of poverty. Poverty of spirit, poverty of life, poverty of provision. Friends, we cannot confine ourselves in this way, but you could ask the Lord today, Lord, help me not to just sit here. Help me to make a personal decision because Lord of the harvest, you are calling and you're calling each one of us to take our place. We've got the good news to share, and we have the privilege to share it. So I want to encourage you today, take the richness of your life, whatever it is, whatever God has given you, your testimony, your story, your Bible knowledge, your verses knowledge, your experience in seeing the power of God. Take it all, share it all. Take the riches he's given you, from your homes to your accounts to your finances to whatever it is, your food, whatever, your clothing, and share. I love what one pastor said at a pastor's conference I was at recently. He said, God can do more with what you have than you can do with it yourself. And so if we're going to be generous, we've got to remember generosity. It should be the attitude of every child of God, every Christian. Being generous must be what we do, but it must also be who we are. First of all, it should be who we are, because God will do more with it in his hands than we can ever do with it from ours. So I want to ask you today, would you, right where you are, speak to the Lord today and ask the Lord of the harvest, do something in our lives, God, something to cause us to not just sit where we are and expect someone else to always take care of the needs of a hurting world, but that God would use you because he created you and gave you the capacity to be able to accomplish so much more. I encourage you today, allow the presence of the Lord to speak deeply in your heart and look for the miracles of God. Don't just do something. Look also for the miracles of God as you do it, because our God is an amazing God. Would you bow your hearts with me today? Father, I thank you, Lord God, that, Lord, as we learn to give of ourselves freely, we will see the miracle of how we gain much more. Father, may we remember that all that we have given will never be lost. But Lord, you will always multiply it, and there will be even leftovers coming back to us. So Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that your people would remember that you're a God of multiplication. But in order to multiply, there has to be a base. So Father, let there be a base that comes with sacrificial attitude of love one for another, love for others, love for nations, love for the word of God above all else, and love because of your love for us. I ask this in the mighty name of Jesus. And every person online, wherever you are, would you receive this word today and allow God to use you to be a nation changer by whatever you do to honor the glory and the name of the Lord. Sacrifice. So that even when it hurts, you remember God will give even more than you have given yourself. I bless you today in the name of the Lord. And I thank God for you. And I thank God for what he's going to do for you and through you and with you. And I look forward to your testimonies coming back. Email us, info@ppclife.ca, your testimony of what God has done when you took a step of faith and said, Lord, use me and use what you've given me for your glory. Amen. At this time, would you allow me just to remind you as we come into the second week of our missions conference that our missions giving is our goal is $280,000 to support our missionaries. And we have given out all of these brochures, which you will see online. The brochures are there for you to see some of the missionaries we support. Some are in restricted access countries. We can't share their names or their picture, but they're sacrificing their very life that the gospel is spread into dark areas. We have a pledge form. You're not able to be able to get access to the pledge form, but you can go online and even email us and tell us what you plan to do. Or just go directly to your account and send us a sacrificial missions offering so we can reach our goal of 280,000. We know we will do it because we know the Lord will provide, but the Lord wants to provide through you also. And online, there is no distance in giving now. COVID taught us all that everything is accessible, everything is permissible, and everything that you do, we honor it, we protect it, your information is protected. But more than that, remember the Lord who provides will continue to provide for you.
We hope that you enjoyed today's podcast. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review it if you enjoyed. You can also help us reach others by investing in our church at ppclife.ca/give. Thank you again for joining us today at Our PPC Life.